A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the holy ones in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the very first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue it to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right that I should think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart, you who are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. In many places around the world today, we mark All Hallows Eve, and we anticipate the holy day by dressing up in costumes and carving out pumpkins and eating candy. But all of this ultimately is only a revving up for tomorrow's feast, a feast where we celebrate the friendship that we share with each other in the communion of saints. A feast when we remember how good it is to be the body of Christ with one another. We belong to a family of believers that stretches around the globe and encompasses every race and ethnicity, every language and dress. But it's even wider than that. It crosses the bounds of time to include the living and the dead, those who walk the earth now and those who walked this planet centuries ago. We are wrapped in the love of our ancestors who pray for us and support us in our journey. Just as we pray for them and with them and through them, we are never alone. In today's first reading, Paul and Timothy paint a beautiful picture of what it means to revel in the joy of the communion of saints. When they think of their deep and abiding connection to the Christians in Philippi, it fills them with fond memories and strong affection. Their spirits are stirred. It's like they don't have words to describe how close they feel to this community that shares the same love of Jesus that they do, as well as the same suffering. They've seen it all together, been through it all, and they are forever grateful to be wrapped in such intimate friendship. I hope that you have had experiences like this. I hope that you've gotten to taste the depth of Christian friendship and how powerfully transformative it can be. My suspicion is that in many congregations around the world, this sense of friendship is but a faint one. We speak of attending Mass as if we were spectators to the mystery. We sometimes hear, well, I can talk to God by myself. I don't need a church. And faith is perceived as something quite private. That's between me and God. And it's not that we want to discourage a personal relationship with God by any means, but we want to remember that the God who we are seeking to cultivate a relationship with is Trinity. Another way of saying that God and God's very being is relationality, is a life lived in communion. And if we want to share God's life, we will need skills and capacities for being in relationship, skills and capacities learned best in the school of friendship. Mindful of the witness of Paul and Timothy and the Philippians, let us prepare ourselves to celebrate the Feast of All Saints tomorrow by engaging in an act of Christian friendship today. Reach out to someone dear whom you've not spoken to in a while. Write a note to someone whose faith has sustained you in tough times. Light a candle of connection in memory of someone whose witness has helped shape your life's journey. Sit at the grave of a loved one. Like our earliest ancestors in the faith, take time to revel that you are intimately wrapped in a community of prayer and partnership that spans the generations.